KP4 CPA Mobile. How you doing there, Mr. Tom?
Well, I just come in from spraying a few things. Some weeds. Not many, but just walking around the house and coming back in feels kind of like being in a skillet in the direct sunlight.
Well, I've been out here playing tennis. It's kind of, it was sunny and it clouded up a little bit and now it's sunny again, but it feels pretty good to me. I'm going to play again at 6 o'clock.
It's 86 degrees with 60% humidity, so it feels like 91. I don't know, it just starts burning my skin when I'm out in it. When it gets this hot, it just gets uncomfortable. But I don't like to sweat either.
KB4 CBA Mobile. I don't know anybody that really likes to sweat, but it's good for you. It'd do you good and help you too. So, old friend of mine used to say. And but now I can understand, you know, why you wouldn't want to be out in it. Anyway, I'll go home and rest a little bit and, you know, get me something to eat, and then I'll be ready for the 6 o'clock game.
In the covered part, you're out in the sun, huh?
We're out in the sun.
I was out there for about 20 minutes, I guess, and that was enough for me. Getting old, Dave. Well, I talked to Rusty this morning on his way back from a job that he did, and that's about it. I've heard a couple of other calls, throw their call out, but I did date with him. Oh, I think I'm just going to have another cup of coffee, and then Bernice is fixing catfish for supper, and scalloped potatoes, and something else. I don't know what else, probably a salad. But it sounds good, and I haven't gained any weight, so I guess it is good. I'm still, I think I weighed 169 this morning.
If I weighed 169, I'd be blowing away. I'd look anorexic or something. I use suntan lotion because the spray on stuff because my dermatologist he'd really fuss at me if I didn't.
Here's your tip of the day: ugly weighs more.
So again, I just went through the QRM zone there.
Means you left yourself wide open. Here's your tip of the day.
I guess that can be your opinion and probably a McDonald's.
Yeah. I think you said there's about 25% inflation. It used to be, we had an old saying in the service, a metal and a quarter get you a cup of coffee.
I can remember my dad talking about taking a quarter up to the movies, and he'd get in the movies, get him popcorn and a drink, and have money left over.
Yeah, and that cost you several dollars to get a thing of popcorn. And a Coke probably cost you $10-$11. Shows you how much our money's worth. But it's just ridiculous. And going out to eat's getting that way. But thankfully, we don't go out and eat very much, Dave. I'm blessed with that. Which, there's not very many places I even enjoy eating out at. And I don't care for pizza that much, but he likes it. And the kids like it, but I'll eat it, but forcefully. But, anyways, I guess I could turn on the computer and see what's on HF. Oh, Bernice had her epidural this morning in her back, and she's doing just fine, and we hope it does some good for her pain going down her leg, and got that over with, and she got an eye doctor appointment tomorrow, and then a lab the next day.
I missed some of that. I'm glad. I heard that she had her epidural, and that went fine. I'm glad that that went well, but I missed the rest of it.
Said she's got an eye appointment tomorrow and then a lab on Thursday, so it's her week this week, and I got a lab next week, and then she's got one more doctor appointment next week, but there's a regular checkup down here at Mountain View Clinic. But I got on the radio a little bit last night, made a couple of contacts, but I'm upstairs and I can't even remember where they were, to be honest with you, Dave.
Yeah, I had been in several days, so I've been kind of busy doing other stuff, so, but anyway, I'll get back on there eventually. Tell you what, it's going to be another busy week this week.
Or you got other things?
Well, I got tennis and, see, I don't think I'm playing Friday, so I'll probably cut grass Friday because I'll be playing Saturday morning. And, so anyway, but we'll just have to see what, you know, what the weather is going to be doing. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to rain. I think it's, the last I heard it was supposed to rain Saturday afternoon, but that probably has changed by now.
Exactly, but I think you're about right, Dave. Wasn't it Saturday it was supposed to rain? Yeah, unfortunately for the good working people, it's going to rain on the weekend. It gets in a habit of that, it seems like, Dave.
Well, I used to hate that. You know, work all week and be all nice and sunny, and then you working, you know, like that song says, everybody's working for the weekend. And then the weekend comes and it rains, and then you can't do anything outside, you know, and it's just kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I kind of like go over and go fishing, but man, out in that direct sunlight and without anything over you, no way. Now, I could take the pontoon boat out, but I don't want to mess with it over at the kids at the lake. Wasn't that terrible about those two young boys jumping off a bridge down there at Hartwell Lake on a deer, and two out of three of them died?
I didn't hear about that. When did that happen?
Days ago, Dave. They just now found their bodies. The boys must have hit something when they jumped off of there and didn't do their research and check out the bottom, because sometimes around those pilings on the bridge, there's a spread underneath of it, you know, that's solid. And I just feel like they knew how to swim good, or they wouldn't have took the deer, I wouldn't think.
Well, how much of a distance was it from the bridge to the water?
If I had to guess, I'd say probably 15, 20 feet, but you know, from a picture, it's two-dimensional. You can't really tell, but it didn't look like a great big high bridge. It was low profile and didn't have much of a sighting on the side of it.
Well, they could have hit something. You know, it was just underwater there, and they couldn't see it. You know, from the bridge. Yeah, because that's not very high. If it was like 20 feet, I mean, you know, It shouldn't bother you. It hurts you too bad. Unless your belly flopped or something.
This is Angel TR. Yeah, you're right. But even a belly flop usually just stings and stuns you, but you don't drown it. We did crazy things like that when we were kids, but I never did jump off a bridge, but the old strip mines, heck, we'd go out there on our motorcycles and ride up to the top of the dump, and we had a great big huge rope for a rope swing, and if the moon was out, we'd go out there 12, 1 o'clock in the morning and tell Mom and Dad, you know, well, you had to get up early to deliver papers. They never kept track anyways. I think they give up on me.
Well, yeah, I never did anything like that because, well, I'm not even going to go into that. But anyway, so, you know, I was a good little boy. Oh, man, you believe that? I got some land I want to say south of Folly Beach.
Did anything bad, we just go swimming or fishing or something like that. But we was pretty crazy on our motorcycles, and one of mine was a dirt bike, but it was an enduro, so you could ride it on the road. And we even had a guy come back there one day, a police officer, wanting to know if we'd been speeding or not. And we assured him that we hadn't, but the sweat was running off of us enough that he knew we was lying. But it scared us bad enough, we watched our speed a little better from then on. But he rode a Harley-Davidson up on top of one of those dumps, and they could be 40, 50, 60 feet high.
Yeah, a KB4 CPA. That's something I never did. I never got into was, you know, dirt bikes. I probably would have killed myself, but I've always ridden on the street.
For a little while, when I was a teenager, one of our crazy neighbors signed up. You had to be a member, I think, of the AMA. And I wasn't old enough without having my mom and dad sign, so he'd sign for me. Here's my dad. He just passed away here a while back. And boy, he was a fine motorcycle rider. And I got to race a little bit on the TT track, which is sort of, it's not a circle track. I mean, it goes in a circle, but there's a lot of curves in it, you know. And had a lot of exciting times doing that.
I've watched, gone to the Bon Secours Center there, and they actually have those enduro races indoors. And I tell you, those guys are just amazing to me. Well, they ride those things. I think they had a 250 class and a 450 class. And, that was always fun to watch.
I'm John Jester, the police officer, come up that dump. Well, we found out later on he was a flat tracker. And they go in circles, but they riding up around 100 miles an hour. But I remember him doing that. I'd seen some pictures. But he rode a full-dress Harley up that stupid dump. I was surprised. Went over the camel's back, and we heard that bloop, 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 bloop of that Harley coming up. And wasn't no place to run because he come off the road back there to get us. And it's pretty narrow trails, but he was on that police motorcycle. And just had a talk with us and made sure that we knew that we wasn't going to get away if we ran back up in there again. But he was a great guy. He was 101st Airborne and was dropped behind Omaha Beach behind the lines, parachuted in World War II. And he had a chest and a build like Charles Atlas, if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember Charles Atlas. Yeah, well, that's pretty intimidating, you know, to have a law enforcement ride up on you like that. I can imagine, you know, it's a little different than being, you know, being pulled over. But anyway, he was just doing his job.
Yeah, he was known to be one of the strictest police officers ever there. He'd always be a leader in the parades and stuff like that. He was really well honored after he retired. But, gosh, he was a big guy. But he was also fair in a lot of ways. He went up north of our house one time. Now, this is a small town. And we knew every police officer in the town, of course. And Merrick Vanders, that was a guy that signed for me to race, by the way, was in his trailer house and had his wife, who was a very nice lady, and they'd been in an argument. And somehow the neighbors had turned him in, and the police were, and the sheriff's department surrounded that house. Well, I was working, so I didn't get to see it, but the other guys told me about it, and they had it surrounded and had their rifles out and all that stuff, and Merritt, he wouldn't come out, so John rides up on his Harley, stops right out front, walks up to the door, banged on the door, and he says, "Merritt, come on out." And Merritt stuck his head out, and John said, "Give me the shotgun, Merritt." Merritt handed him the shotgun and just come right on out. I think that's respect.
Evidently, because, I mean, this day and time, that's probably a good way to get shot, but anyway, boy, have the times ever changed. Yeah, my father-in-law, he was captain of detectives for the city for years and for Greenville City Police, and he actually he was well known in the community and well, the Greenville area, and there were, you know, several of the criminals that they would only turn themselves in to him because they knew they'd get a fair shake. You know, not that they wouldn't from anybody else, but that they just knew that Earl would. That's the way he was, and you know, if you did him right and was honest with him. But anyway, and I think I probably told you this. He was wearing his sidearm when I asked for his daughter's hand in marriage. I was scared to death.
Sounds like my son-in-law from up in Michigan come down one time, and then we went out to, when we went to visit Michigan, we went to a bar, which was very fancy. It wasn't like a bar in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we were playing pool and that, and one of the guys, his friends come up and said, "Is this your father-in-law, the one you told me about when you went fishing?" And, "Yeah, that's him." Well, we went fishing, and it was way back in the boonies. So whenever I did that, I carried a great big .38 Special. I mean, it's a big one. It's called a Officer's Model Match. And he come walking out the back door, and I had the boat loaded in the truck and ready to go. It was just a John boat, and he said, "I didn't know if I wanted to go with that guy yet, you know, because we weren't married yet." I never thought a thing about it. You went fishing, you packed a gun, and just the way it was after a few years, and when I was younger, you didn't. But as you got older, those druggies go out there to those game management areas and places like that and sell their drugs. And I never did have a problem with that, big old hog leg sticking out on my side.
Before CBA, I used to have a Smith & Wesson model 357, 6-inch barrel, had marked sights, target trigger, and man, that thing, I tell you, I could hit you at 50 feet anywhere I wanted. You wanted in the left eye or the right one. But it's a perishable skill. I'm probably lost some of that. And I traded that firearm for a 45, but anyway, that was a good many years ago. But a guy was looking for one, and I'd had it for years, and I decided to trade. I'm sitting in the driveway here, so I'm going to jump out of here. But it's good to talk to you, Tom, and I'll stick around for your final. N0TRKB4CPA.
Yeah, a friend of mine was a security guard out at a plant. I worked at a wheel plant, and his name was Blackie Rice. It was his nickname on the police force, and he made me sick one day. Some guy, they always go to him to sell their pistols, and I don't know if I had the money or not, but this would have been, in the 90s. He sold it to Blackie for $200. Model 19, just like you described, combat masterpiece. I had a Model 27, but like I told you, I give my guns to my son-in-laws and daughters. But that Model 27 was beautiful, and Dad, he gave me that. And then my other brother, he gave him the highway patrolman, which was the same one, but not highly polished like the one I had that I give to Hal. Good old Hal's really proud of that 357. That's a nice pistol. And he shot a deer with it up there in Wisconsin or Michigan. Anyway, Dave, nice to hear you this afternoon. Come by and see us sometime. I'm just sitting here eating my summer sausage with some 4-year-old sharp cheese from Wisconsin and some little bitty pickles. Have a good day and be careful out in that heat. KB4CBA and 0TR clear.
And again, KB4CBA clear.